פרק טס משנה ג' הלקוח או שניתן לו מתנה פטר ממייסר בהמות. Somebody who buys behemoth, or he has behemoth given to him as a matana, he is parted from taking off meiser behemoth. As only if you have behemoth born to you are you chayav a meiser behemoth, but if you buy the behemoth, or the behemoth are given to you as a gift, you're parted from meiser behemoth. And the Rama Paskin, so too, if you buy behemoths that are less than 7 days old, you're chayav a meiser behemoth. Ha'achim ha'shutzim, shechayavim b'kabon, pturim mi meiser behemoth. Brothers that are shutzim, that are chayav b'kabon, in such a case, they would be pater from Meiser Behemoth. Now the kabbonit, every single person from the Bnei Yisrael has to give every year a chetzi shekel towards the avodas Beis HaMikdash. And when they give the chetzi shekel, they also have to give a small coin called a kabbon. But a father that gives chatzai shkolim for his son does not have to give a kabbon. And brothers that inherit property from their father, if they did not yet split up the property, they have the same thing as the father, and just like the father did not have to give a kabbon when he gave chatzai shkolim for his sons, so to the sons, when they inherit the property, when they give chatzai shkolim for themselves, they do not have to give a kabbon, as they inherit this chus from the father, and they do not have to give the kabbon. But once they split up the property, even if they become shutzim again, they're chayav to give a kabbon when they give a chetzi shekel towards the avodas Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah tells us that brothers that are shutzim and are chayav the kabbon, and what is the case when they're chayav the kabbon when they already split up the property and only afterwards became shutzim? In such a case, they would be pater from meiser behemoth. As shutzim are pater from meiser behemoth, when you have a partner in the behemoth that you own, you do not have to take off meiser behemoth. Only if you solely own these behemoths do you have to take off meiser behemoth. So therefore, brothers that are shutzim, in such a case that they split up the property and afterwards became shutzim, they're chayav b'kabon and pater from meiser behemoth. V'shechayavim b'meiser behemoth, peturin min hakabon. But in a case where brothers that are shutzim are chayav b'meiser behemoth. And what's the case where brothers that are shutzim are chayav b'meiser behemoth? The case is where they inherited behemoths from their father and did not yet split it. They jointly owned these behemoths that they inherited from their father. Even though shutzim are pater from meiser behemoth, these brothers are chayav b'meiser behemoth. They don't have a din like regular shutzim. And since they inherited the behemoths from their father, just like the father had to take off meiser behemoth, so too they have to take off meiser behemoth. And in such a case, it would be pater min hakabon. When they give chatzai shkolim towards avodas Beis HaMikdash, they do not have to give a kabbon. And since the father, when he gave chatzai shkolim for them, did not have to give a kabbon, so too the brothers, when they inherited the property from the father, their pater from the kabbon called man, they did not yet split up the property. Kanu mitfusas habayis chayavim. If brothers bought behemoth mitfusas habayis from what they inherited from their father, the chayav and maitre behemoth. Now, it doesn't mean over here they took money that they inherited from their father and bought behemoths with it. As we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, when you buy behemoths, you're pater from meiser behemoth. Instead, it means over here they inherited behemoths from their father. And they're shutzim in those behemoths. They're chayav and meiser behemoth. As we just said, that when brothers inherit behemoths from their father, if they did not yet split it, they're chayav and meiser behemoth. Even though regular shutzim are pater meiser behemoth, they're not like regular shutzim, since they inherited the behemoths from their father, and their father was chayav and meiser behemoth, so too they're chayav and meiser behemoth. The imlav pitur. But if not, they're pater. Now what does it mean, imlav? The Mishnah goes on to explain. Choku v'chazru v'nishtatfu chayavim v'kabon upturim mi meiser behemoth. If they split up the behemoth they inherited from their father, and afterwards became shutzim again, in such a case, they're chayav v'kabon, as we said earlier, that when brothers split up the Yerusha, even if afterward they become shutzim again, they're chayav to give a kabbon when they give a chetzi shekel towards the avodas Beis HaMikdash, but they're pater from meiser behemoth, just like any other shutzim. And since they split up the property, even though they became shutzim again, they have a din like any shutzim, that are pater mi meiser behemoth. All behemoths are put into the deer, the barn, to take off meiser behemoth from them. This includes a behemoth that the Roveah or Nirva, a behemoth that was Roveah and Isha, or was nearby a day and each. It also includes a behemoth that's Mukhsa that was set aside to be brought as a korban for Avodah Zarah. And so too it includes an Esman and a Mechir Kelep, a behemoth that was given as an Esman to a Zona, or a behemoth that was traded for a Kelep. It also includes a Tumtum and Androgynous, a behemoth that's a Suffolk Zohar, Suffolk Nekeba. All these behemoths are Chayav and Meiser behemoth, even though they're possible to be brought as a korban. The reason being that the reason why all of these behemoths are possible to be brought as a korban is that it's similar to a mum. All these things are considered a mum. And just like you cannot bring a behemoth that has a mum as a korban, so too you cannot bring any of these things as a korban. But by ma'aser behemoth, a bal mum is chayav in ma'aser behemoth. As the pasuk said, lo yavakir bein tov l'ra. When we take off ma'aser behemoth, we don't differentiate between a behemoth that's tov or ra. Even if the behemoth is ra, it has a mum, it's still chayav in ma'aser behemoth. So too all these things are chayav in ma'aser behemoth. Chutz min ha'klayim v'atrefa v'yotei dova. The exception would be a behemoth that's klayim, that was born from two different types of animals. For example, it was born from a tayish and a rachel, would be potter from ma'aser behemoth. And this includes also a behemoth that's nidma. The case of nidma is where a rachel gives birth to a behemoth that looks like an ave. Since the vlad does not look like the mother, that's called nidma and would be potter from ma'aser behemoth. So too, a behemoth that's a trefa that cannot live for 12 months is potter from ma'aser behemoth. And a behemoth that's yotei dofen that was not born in the normal way, the mother was cut off and the blood was taken out of it, is potter from ma'aser behemoth. U'machusar zman v'yasa. A behemoth that's machusar zman, lacking zman, it's less than 7 days old, is potter from ma'aser behemoth. And a behemoth that's a yasa, that's also potter from ma'aser behemoth. A zahu yasa. What's considered a case that a behemoth is a yasa? Kol shem mesa imo oshen nishchasa. Anytime the mother of the behemoth died, or the mother of the behemoth was shechted, the blood is considered a yasam, and it's potter from ma'aser behemoth. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer afilu nishchata imo ba'ashlach kaya. Ein ve yasam. Rabbi Yeshua said, even if the mother of the blood was shechted, but the shlach, the hide, is still around, the blood would not be considered a yasam. Since the shlach of the mother is still around, the blood is not a yasam, and it's chayav in ma'aser behemoth. The reason being, it's because there was a minhag in some places that where the mother died b'toch haleda during the birth, they would take the hide from the mother and wrap up the blood with the hide, and that would be helpful to the blood as if the mother was still alive. So therefore, any time the shlach of the mother is still around, the blood is not considered a yasam, and is chayav in ma'aser behemoth.